Hamat Radio, wisdom for the ear from ancient Egypt. The gods of ancient Egypt, beings of power, of love, and of fear, known as the Nacharu. These divine beings inspired obedience and worship from their people, and in return gave them prosperity beyond their wildest hopes and dreams. Learn about the Nacharu, the gods of ancient Egypt.
Continuing down the hierarchy of the great Ennead of gods, or Pesachet Nacharu, basically the great nine gods of Yunu, or Heliopolis, Ra, who is Item, self-created, begat Shu, for mucus sneezed from his nostrils. Play on words of the translation indicate this was innuendo for Ra-Item's semen. The image of Shu is that of a man with a ostrich plume headdress from 1 to 4 ostrich plumes, and his arms outstretched. As his Heliopolian myth indicates, Shu is he who supports his daughter, the sky goddess Nuet, or Nut, keeping her from copulating with her brother, the earth god Geb. There was a time when Nuet swallowed the constellations in the sky, and Geb became angered that his lover swallowed his children. Shu came and separated them for all time, but for 5 days outside the year. If not for this act, no life could have been formed, if not for the separation of Geb and Nuet, the earth and sky. In the pyramid texts, the bones of Shu are said to be clouds that the dead king uses to ascend to the Duat netherworld. Lakes of Shu are also mentioned, probably mists of fog, for the deceased king purifies to join his brethren, the gods. He is far fiercer in the netherworld, where Shu operates the executioner's block for the enemies of Ra. These wretched individuals conspired against their lord, rightfully earning his wrath. Bound with their hands behind them as they are led to the block, Shu beheads the enemies of Ra. This punishment is only the beginning, as their headless bodies are reanimated. Their bonds are cut, but for the shameful ropes still hang at their wrists. They are given knives and wander headless at the lowest corner of the Duat, attacking whoever crosses their path. Continuing in his funerary work with his role as god of the air, a funerary headrest from the tomb of Tutankhamun depicts a kneeling Shu supporting a curved piece that acted as the headrest that symbolizes his support of the sun disk. Two lions recline on either side, symbolizing Shu, his consort Tefnet, as they sit on the horizons of yesterday and eternity. It is believed this Shu headrest is to provide the pharaoh with air and moisture of life for eternity. Outside his funerary work, the old kingdom tasked Shu with breathing Ra, the sun, as well as the pharaoh, to life every morning. His association with the rays of the sun from the breath of Shu was so ingrained that even Akhenaten has Shu as the supporter of the autumn. Most likely, though, it had more to do with his reimagining of the royal religion. Contrary to the popular belief, Akhenaten did not create a monotheistic religion with the Aten as the sole god. His religious beliefs were actually quite traditional, a revival of old kingdom royal religion, but with a few important differences. The heresy of Akhenaten was he considered his father Amenhotep III to be the deification of the Aten, rather than Osiris, as in the Abydosian mythology. Embracing the hierarchy of the Pesachet, he saw his deified father as Ra-Item, the same as Ra-Item, the self-created one, and sought to elevate his status to Shu, and therefore son of Ra-Item, or Aten, or more accurately, Raharakti, and his name Ra, which is seen in the Iten, sun disk. In his practices, he was Shu, the sole son of Ra, thus going above his station as the living Horus, son of Osiris and Isis. His lesser wife, Nefertiti, was his consort's sister wife, Tefnet, and they did the daily rites under the midday sun as Raharakti. Consequently, the people, especially in the pharaoh's capital of Akhet-Aten, would worship Akhet-Aten and Nefertiti in their homes as Shu and Tefnet. The meaning of Shu's name is not entirely known. Some say it may mean emptiness, or who rises up. It could also have come from the sound of the wind, as he is related to the god Hu, authoritative utterance, who also has a name that came from the sound of the wind.
Gods of Ancient Egypt is a production of Kamat Radio. Find Kamat Radio online at kamatradio.com. K-A-M-A-T radio.com. Kamat Radio, wisdom for the ear from Ancient Egypt. All written research is available at the Parmajat, House of Books. Find the Parmajat online at reconstructingancientegypt.org/House of Books.